I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Friday, July 23rd. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Partly cloudy skies in downtown Salt Lake City and 84 degrees.
Emergency traffic on I-15 in Orem. I'm Ricky Meese.
And we are starting the hour with breaking news on KSL News Radio. There is a standoff between police and a man who reportedly barricaded himself in a house in West Jordan. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live at the scene with the latest, Paul.
Well, right now, Maria, the official information is extremely slow to come out, but I can see an armored SWAT vehicle in the driveway of a home on Decorah Way, which is close to 50th West and 69th South. People living nearby tell me they heard almost half a dozen shots at roughly 9:30 this morning, and they called police. And since then, I've seen SWAT officers approach the home more than once, and we could hear them trying to communicate with somebody inside over a megaphone. And we've heard one person voluntarily gave themselves up, but they believe somebody else is still in the house. Also, just up the block, police sealed off a small section of a street because of what could be evidence that fell on this part of the street. I can see a backpack with the contents that were inside. It looks like they've been taken out and reportedly next to a small spattering of blood right next to it. So we're still waiting for official confirmation from police about what started this, but that will likely happen after the standoff comes to an end. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
And we'll continue to keep you up to date right here on KSL News Radio. About 900 homes are still without power in Salt Lake County. Rocky Mountain Power shows 920 customers in the dark. Power has been out since last night for many of these people after the lines were damaged by the thunderstorm last night. Rocky Mountain Power says they are working to restore the power to most of the people at first as they deal with damage to many areas. Now, we will keep an eye on it and we'll have an update for you throughout the day. The city of Midvale is asking residents to report downed trees blocking roads as a result of last night's storms. In a social media post, Midvale officials say that the area from the north border of Midvale to 72nd South and from State Street to 5th East was especially hit hard. We have information about what to do with the storm debris and who to call on our website at kslnewsradio.com. The Days of 47 parade in Salt Lake City was a return to tradition for many people after a year off for the pandemic. Jim Joy from North Ogden and his extended family have kept a streak going for 19 consecutive years watching the parade together.
We watched it last year. Thanks to KSL, we watched the year before.
The replay.
We set up our canopy downstairs. We set up our camp chairs downstairs and watched the parade on our large screen TV.
So you kept the tradition
We kept
going.
The tradition. We wanted to keep it going.
There are other Pioneer Day celebrations around Utah today and tomorrow. KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. The Tokyo Summer Olympic Games opening ceremony looking a lot different this time around. ABC's
Tokyo's opening ceremonies moving forward in the midst of a pandemic. Instead of a stadium packed with family and fans, spectators have been banned from the 68,000-seat arena. And it's not just fans and family who will be watching from home, with athletes required to arrive in Tokyo no more than 5 days before the start of their event, some of them watching from their own living rooms as well.
If you missed the opening ceremony this morning, you can catch a replay tonight at 5:30 on KSL Channel 5. Team USA got a pep talk today from First Lady Jill Biden a few hours before the opening ceremonies began.
You are now and forever one of the most elite, most celebrated, most accomplished athletes in the world.
This is the First Lady's first solo trip abroad since President Biden took office. Other national stories we are following for you this hour. In Los Angeles County, where COVID cases are rising, some restaurants are choosing to voluntarily close.
A few restaurants here in LA County are temporarily closing, they say, to keep customers and staff safe amid the surge in cases here in LA. One saying it closed after a fully vaccinated staff member became infected. This man is in West Hollywood. He says it's worrisome once again.
Confusing to the mind on how to be, like, comfortable with things.
Masks are again mandatory in L.A. County anytime somebody is indoors in a public place. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
The U.S. is purchasing an additional 200 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine. The shots will be delivered between October and April of next year. This brings the total number that the U.S. has now purchased up to 500 million. That doesn't include the 500 million the Biden administration is committed to donate to the world's poorest countries. A St. George officer is being remembered after passing away from COVID-19. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe reports.
The St. George Police Force is in mourning today after the death of 39-year-old Officer Adam Ashworth. He passed away this week following a two-week battle with the coronavirus in intensive care. According to the St. George News, Ashworth was not vaccinated. The medical director of the St. George Regional Hospital also tells the newspaper that young adults like Ashworth make up a majority of the patients now in the hospital with COVID. Officer Ashworth was on the force for 11 years, and a police escort accompanied his body from the hospital to a funeral home yesterday. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, a new name for an MLB team and a look at your noontime drive.
Three big problems on your Salt Lake County freeways and a crash blocking almost all lanes of traffic. Southbound I-15 at Center Street in Orem. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1206.
Utah's only all-news morning show.
Requirements on watering lawns.
Money to improve our water systems.
And in the afternoon, catch Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News.
Popcorn, peanuts, and a nightmare where children give away their personal information.
Mornings and afternoons
on KSL News Radio,
Utah's all-day companion.
Are you over 55 and have not filed for Social Security? Then you're invited to Salt Lake City Social Security Summit next Tuesday night in Sandy. It's hosted by Boss Retirement Solutions, a three-time winner of Utah's Best of State Award. In less than 60 minutes, you'll learn how to avoid common filing mistakes that could cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars. This event is free to Utah residents, but seating is limited. So reserve your seat now by calling 801-896-9622. Hey, let's make sure that you get every benefit that is rightfully yours. Don't miss Salt Lake City's Social Security Summit next Tuesday night. Call 801-896-9622. 801-896-9622.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
Hi, this is Dr. Lewis. Are you struggling with ED and sick of taking pills? Well, we finally have a medical breakthrough that is helping thousands of couples restore normal intimacy. We use the most advanced form of wave therapy, clinically proven to repair blood vessels and increase blood flow. We can now effectively treat the root cause problem of ED. Our technology is science-backed and has been shown by Cambridge University to be highly effective. As a medical doctor, I can say that this technology is the new standard of care.
Thanks, Dr. Lewis. Guys, if you'd like to eliminate your frustrations to intimacy, call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now, and not only will the exam, assessment, and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also give you a gift proven to produce immediate results to intimacy. You're going to love it. This is a $600 value, free to those that call now. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now to qualify and put a stop to your ED. 801-901-8000.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story this half hour, police are on the scene of a standoff outside of West Jordan House. SWAT officers are working to communicate with someone in that house, but we are still working to gather more details. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson remains on the scene. We do also have some emergency traffic problems. We'll get you up to date in just a minute here on KSL News Radio. Cleveland's MLB team is getting a new name and ditching the Indian moniker. ABC's Brian Clark has details.
From Bob Feller to Manny Ramirez, and with the fictional movie Major League in the middle, Major League Baseball has a rich history in Cleveland.
Its history flows like a river through the heart of this city. A history that has given us miraculous moments.
It's actor Tom Hanks in a video announcing that after this season, the team will be known as the Cleveland Guardians. The club says the color scheme will remain the same. The name recognizes the Guardians of Traffic sculptures on the Hope Memorial Bridge. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Ricky Meese, you have several trouble spots out there today.
We do. We certainly do. We're going to start in Utah County where we have a rollover crash with injuries. This is southbound I-15 Center Street in Orem. You're going to see that the center and right lanes of traffic are blocked. Only two left lanes of traffic are open at this time, and you already have solid delays into Linden. More emergency traffic. It's on I-215 South Belt going westbound due to debris blocking two right lanes of traffic at State Street. Those backups are to about 1300 East. And then emergency traffic on the 21st South Freeway. It is a crash with possible injuries. Eastbound on the 201 approaching the I-15 junction. Two left lanes blocked and delays are back to I-215's West Belt. Olson's Greenhouse encourages a little outdoor therapy in your garden. Relieve stress and enjoy your surroundings with beautiful Olson's bedding plants. For retailers or great planting ideas and tips, visit OGG.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get a look at our forecast for the holiday. Here's Grant Wayman.
We're drying things out today with a high around 99 degrees. More wildfire smoke moving in, too. Storm chances are going to be slim for us in northern Utah. We'll still see a few storms down south, though. This weekend, highs in the triple digits for 3 days in a row and near Monday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
All right. Sorry about that, Kristen. Right now, sunshine and 84 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, the Olympics will have a big challenge, creating a bubble to protect people from the virus. That's next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Are you giving your ankles a bath while showering? Is the drain not keeping up with the showerhead? A quick call to Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST. For our $55 drain cleaning special, we'll stop that. Any drain unplugged for just $55. Drains are supposed to be self-scouring. Water should go down the drain fast enough to wash the pipe clean as it goes. Low spots, breaks, or separations in the pipe prevent drains from self-scouring. Our high-definition color underwater cameras locate these problems in all their vivid detail, and our high-tech line-locating equipment pinpoints the exact location and depth. Our pipe bursting and pipe lining equipment make trenchless repairs easy and affordable. I guess that makes us sewer scientists. Call Whipple Service Champions for our $55 drain cleaning special at 801-444-FAST.
They come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
You may not have heard the term fiduciary, but if you're working with a financial professional, it's important to know what a fiduciary means. A fiduciary, per license, has the duty to put the client's best interest first. In other words, your interests over our own. My name is Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and as a fiduciary, we must choose the best investment product available and have reasonable basis for that advice. Most financial professionals are simply paid a commission for selling you a product. Trajan Wealth is fee only, which means we're paid a low, flat fee, and that gives us incentive to grow your portfolio because our interests are aligned. If you're working with someone who is more interested in selling you a product or seems more interested in making a quick commission, then call me, Jeff Jr., and our team of fiduciaries at Trajan Wealth. 801-899-7600. 801-899-7600. Or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
Do you need cash now? Is your interest rate too high? Are you drowning in car payments? Your car is worth more now than ever before. So it's time to sell high during Volkswagen Southtown's Sell High Sale. Trade in your car to Volkswagen Southtown and we'll buy it for its original base MSRP. Deducting only for mileage, manufacturer's incentives, and any damage. Plus, you can get a new car at Volkswagen Southtown for as low as 0% 0% APR for 60 months or a used car for as low as 0.9 for 60 months. There's never been a better time to sell high. Or if you need cash now, just sell us your car. No strings attached. Volkswagen Saltan will buy your car even if you don't buy one from us. We're paying thousands more than ever for cars like yours. Don't miss Volkswagen Southtown's Sell High Sale. Going on now. Stop by today to check out the new VW Tau, VW ID4, the Atlas Crossport, and more. Or visit VWSouthtown.com.
Financing through VCI OAC. See dealer for details.
Shop Utah's number one Volkswagen dealer at VWSouthtown.com. If you see a traffic accident and it's safe for you to text, alert us at 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank. KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
A SWAT standoff in West Jordan. Neighbors say they heard nearly half a dozen shots before a man barricaded himself in the home. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, the city of Midvale is asking people to report any downed trees after last night's storm. Rocky Mountain Power is also reporting hundreds of homes still without power after several lines were damaged. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meese.
That's southbound I-15. In Utah County, where we have emergency traffic due to a rollover crash with possible injuries at Center Street in Orem. Four right and center lanes of the freeway are completely blocked. You have solid delays back to Linden and Growing. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's a hot one today with temperatures climbing into the high 90s. We'll see a little more smoke moving in, too, and a chance for a few mountain storms. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Sunny and 84 degrees downtown. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Austin, Texas, as COVID cases go up, the city is raising the threat level, now telling people to mask up whether or not they're vaccinated, and for people who are not vaccinated to not gather, dine, or shop. Health experts and a growing number of lawmakers, both Republican and Democrats, now calling on people to get their COVID shots to protect against the Delta variant. Complicating the effort to reopen the country in this pandemic, a surge of gun violence at its highest level in decades. ABC News Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas, leading the network's One Nation Under Fire project, tracking efforts to fight crime.
In West Philadelphia, a run to the corner store puts a mother and a one-year-old child in her arms in harm's way. The emerging strategy here, target the small number of individuals actually responsible for the majority of the shooting.
Firefighters continuing to battle more than 70 major wildfires in western states. But in Colorado, monsoon rains expected again this weekend. Rescue teams are still searching for those missing from last week's flash floods and mudslides. ABC's Kana Whitworth is there and says homes are also damaged.
Officials here in Colorado say it will take several months to clean up all of that damage. I spoke with some residents here who say they can't imagine things ever returning back to normal.
MLB's Cleveland Indians announcing a name change after they round the season.
From Bob Feller to Manny Ramirez, and with the fictional movie Major League in the middle, Major League Baseball has a rich history in Cleveland.
Its history flows like the river through the heart of this city. A history that has given us miraculous moments.
Actor Tom Hanks in a video announcing that after this season, the team will be known as the Cleveland Guardians. The club says the color scheme will remain the same. The name recognizes the Guardians of Traffic sculptures on the Hope Memorial Bridge. Ryan Clark, ABC News.
On Wall Street, markets trading up. This hour, you're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The Olympics have officially begun in Tokyo, but will the game organizers be able to put off a successful bubble like the NBA accomplished in the last year? ABC's James Longman is in Tokyo and explains some of the problems he's already seen with the Olympic bubble.
There are already more than 100 cases inside the Olympic bubble, but that phrase, Olympic bubble, suggests that the venues and the village are entirely protected from cases inside Tokyo, and that from the very beginning, I'm afraid to say, just hasn't been the case, even though officials here are doing their very best to protect them. Now, I went down to see Simone Biles and the other ladies from the US gymnastics team. I have to say it was very strange watching their routine. It was a very kind of clinical environment, very controlled, entirely empty all around. But right down there on the floor alongside the ladies were lots of officials, camera operators, technicians, volunteers, and all of those people, most of them anyway, live in Tokyo. So they're going back and forth between Tokyo and the bubble. So you can see how it's very difficult to differentiate between Tokyo cases and Olympic bubble cases. And over the next few weeks, we'll be watching that case count climb. I think it's fair to say we'll all be seeing just how high it goes.
And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Time now to get you up to date on the drive. We do have an emergency traffic situation. Traffic and Weather is sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Let's get the very latest on the roads. Here's Ricky Meese.
A rollover crash with possible injuries has jammed up traffic on southbound I-15 at Center Street in Orem. Only two left lanes of traffic are open and delays not quite back to Pleasant Grove Boulevard, but if they don't open up more lanes of traffic soon, they will be reaching at that spot at mile marker 275. So as you're coming southbound on I-15 in Utah County, be prepared for these delays and plan to merge to the left. Emergency traffic as well on the 21st South Freeway. A crash with possible injuries blocking two left lanes of traffic. This is eastbound SR-201, approximately 9th West. It's before the I-15 junction delays back to the West Belt. And more emergency traffic. This is on the South Belt of I-215. Debris in the road blocking two right lanes of traffic westbound I-215 South at State Street. Physicians, do you feel confident in your financial plan, your investments? True North Wealth is honored to be serving hundreds of Utah's physicians. That's True North Wealth. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get the latest on this 7-day forecast. Here's Kristen Van Dyke.
It's going to get really hot again this weekend. Highs in the upper 90s today. Just a slight chance for storms, so we won't see the activity we saw yesterday. Lows in the mid-70s. This weekend, mostly sunny. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday with highs around 100. Then Tuesday, highs go back to the 90s as moisture returns, bringing in a chance for more storms next work week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Nice sunshine, 84 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Market in positive territory. The Dow back above that 35,000 mark. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
SOTA Weight Loss. State of the art is what SOTA stands for. S-O-T-A. You go to SOTAweightloss.com. You can read their 4,500 plus reviews there on their website and just see real people's experiences in being able to drop weight like we have. I weighed in today, had my one-on-one conversation with the nutritionist and the coaches there, and it's just a wonderful conversation to be able to work through some of the things I've been working. I'm down another 4 pounds this week. That's 47 total that I'm down in this process, Scott, and we're loving the results we're getting right now with SOTA.
It's incredible. I've dropped 62 pounds in 6 weeks. It's an average of 6 pounds a week. It's real weight. It's amazing. I feel better. I went to my doctor and had a physical as part of kind of making sure I was doing this the right way. I've been on all kinds of medication for pre-diabetes, for I've got high blood pressure, cholesterol. He said, you're good. He says, you don't need to take your medication anymore. I talked to my coach today, and she said, that's awesome. So go to SOTA Weight Loss. Check it out. Real results for real people.
Want to sell your home fast without doing any repairs? Well, you need to call Sunday. Sunday will buy your home as is and give you the best possible price. Sunday can close on your timeline in as quick as 10 days. The process is so easy, you don't have to do anything. No showings, no cleanings, no repairs, and better yet, you even get a $10,000 cash advance when you sell your home to them. Go to Sunday.com. That's S-U-N-D-A-E.com. Or call 800-25-OFFER for your free, no obligation cash offer.
Your experience matters. At University of Phoenix, relevant life experience and eligible transfer credits can help you earn your degree faster and for less. In fact, undergrads who apply these credits, on average, save about 1 year and $11,000. Get the credit you deserve for time spent in the classroom, on the job, and in life, and see how much you can save at phoenix.edu. That's phoenix.edu.
Hey everybody, it's time for today's STEM tip. Want to know how to make your selfies even better? Okay, let's use science. The best time for photos is golden hour. That's the moment right before the sun sets, when the atmosphere scatters blue and violet wavelengths, making perfect, soft, and golden selfie light to show off that beautiful face of yours. Click. Check out Chic and STEM for more inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
KSL News Time 1224. Another internet outage for the third time in 2 months. Cybersecurity expert Scott Spiro says the latest outage highlights the growing risk of relying on so few companies to run the internet.
There's a very small number of companies that have huge control over the internet functioning properly. If one of them becomes impeded or becomes hacked or breached, it can affect all of us.
The disruption yesterday was linked to content distribution network Akamai. It took out Amazon, Costco, and UPS. Your money at this moment, sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Starbucks is expanding a food donation program at its stores. Now, the program works with Feeding America. It will package unsold food every evening and deliver the meals to nonprofits. Don't get your hopes up for the chip shortage to end anytime soon. The CEO of Intel tells the Wall Street Journal that the chip supply problems will likely stretch into 2023. KSL Drives. General Motors is looking to expand its hands-free driving. GM is looking to put more of its Super Cruise technology into 22 of its vehicles by 2023. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow is up more than 200 points, nearly a full percent. It sits right now at 35,033. S&P 500 up by 43. And the NASDAQ gets up by 160 points. That is more than a full percentage point. A growing number of U.S. diplomats say they are experiencing symptoms similar to the so-called Havana syndrome, but the new symptoms come from people in Austria.
The State Department confirming there are reports of possible unexplained health incidents among members of the U.S. Embassy in Vienna, but declining to say any more. A spokesperson for the State Department defending the administration's response saying, quote, these health incidents have been a top priority for Secretary Blinken, end quote, and adding the State Department provides care for all affected employees and family members. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
Some days, Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News sounds like...
Wow, did Burger King blow it big time.
Other days...
That same night, the Brits set fire to the Capitol.
But it always makes you think.
Definition of outrage is an extremely strong reaction of anger, shock, or indignation. Nah, people hit the tweet button to say, I'm outraged. Tweet! And then they go watch Netflix.
My Minute of News. Weekdays on your drive home from 3 to 7 on KSL News Radio. Utah's all-day companion for news.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy. It got so bad, I couldn't do my homework. I couldn't concentrate. I absolutely refused to let any of my friends come to our house for any reason. I would have been humiliated if anyone found out how much my dad drank and how loud my mom screamed at him. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful. The only thing that happened is my mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. Her relationship with my dad really changed. I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings, or to Al-Ateen. I wanted to see if I could have a better relationship with my dad. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Al-Ateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Traffic and weather sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Ricky Meese has an update of our emergency traffic situations.
It's a rollover crash with possible injuries in Orem. Southbound I-15 right about Center Street. Only two left lanes of traffic are open for all travel. And right now we have solid delays back to Pleasant Grove Boulevard. Our other hot spot is emergency traffic in Murray. We have debris blocking the two right lanes of traffic westbound I-215 South Belt at State, and those backups reach 13th East. But the good news is we are all clear of the crash and delays eastbound on the 21st South Freeway prior to the I-15 junction. Experience Altitude, a higher level of customer service with personalized financial guidance to help your business grow. Now at Alta Bank, altabank.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get a look at the forecast with Kristen Van Dyke.
Partly to mostly sunny skies today, highs around 99 degrees. Watch out for more wildfire smoke moving in, and that will stick through the weekend. Our storm chances go down with only a slight chance for storms this evening. We'll see more storms down south, and then temperatures climb up to 100 degrees this weekend with lows in the mid-70s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 12:30. I'm Maria Chaleos. Partly cloudy skies in downtown Salt Lake City and 84 degrees. And KSL's top story this hour, it is breaking news. A standoff coming to an end between police and a man who reportedly barricaded himself in a house in West Jordan. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live at the scene with the latest. Paul?
And Maria, again, information pretty slow coming out, but we have been told that one suspect is in custody, has been taken into custody after this whole standoff that started around 9:30 this morning. People who live close by say that they heard at least half a dozen shots being fired. But as far as where they were fired, we're trying to figure that out now. We do know, however, we're not hearing any reports of any specific injuries. So it appears that now they are letting the neighbors kind of walk around the street and get out because they had been sheltered in place for a while. Matter of fact, one man told us that his wife had been told to shelter in place and he couldn't reach her. So he was worried about that. But we are hearing no reports of any injuries because of this SWAT standoff, and one person is in custody. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
A federal jury has found an Intermountain Healthcare nurse guilty for obtaining and tampering with pain medication. Nathan Pearson was caught emptying syringes with the narcotic hydromorphone and stashing it for his personal use. He then refilled the syringes with a saline solution. Pearson's next court appearance has not been released. The Pioneer Spirit and Family Traditions came together for today's Days of 47 parade downtown. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has this report from the parade route.
Hundreds of thousands of people lined the parade route from South Temple to Liberty Park, excited to have it back this year, including Dana Barrett and Jim Joy.
It's just a fun holiday.
What's your favorite part of the parade?
The floats, and we like to just come spend time with the family.
Tradition.
Tradition, yep.
What's the thing you like about the parade the most?
Getting the family together. We've got, I think, over 25 this year. Our top was 53.
Some floats were 2 years in the making after it was canceled last year because of the pandemic. The parade showcased marching bands, members of the military, veterans, fire departments, and police motor squads. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Two Latter-day Saint missionaries serving in New Mexico have died in a head-on collision. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints announced their deaths earlier today. The car accident claimed the lives of 20-year-old Tyson Jean Haycock of Montana and 20-year-old Michael Davis of Corinne, Utah. Local law enforcement are currently investigating the crash. KSL's top national stories this hour. The cauldron is burning at the Summer Olympics in Tokyo, and the competition is about to start in earnest. ABC's Alex Stone looks at the upcoming events.
The first full day of competition features a brand new entry to the Olympic roster, both men's and women's 3-on-3 basketball. It's played on a half court with the 3-point line serving as a 2-point line, and any bucket made inside the arc is worth 1 point. Teams are 3 members with a 4th rotating in. No coaches are courtside, so the players have to come up with their own strategy.
If you missed the opening ceremony this morning, you can catch a replay tonight at 5:30 on KSL Channel 5. Other national stories KSL is following. The NFL is encouraging its players to get vaccinated by enacting new penalties for games missed due to COVID-19 outbreaks. Those penalties will hit players where it hurts, their wallets.
NFL is incentivizing players with their own paychecks. They sent out a memo clarifying the policy for this upcoming year. So first of all, if there is an outbreak, a game has to be canceled. The team that causes the outbreak, that team is going to forfeit the game. But both teams, the players from both teams are going to lose their game checks.
That is ABC's TJ Holmes reporting. There's no decision yet on a possible COVID-19 booster shot. Dr. Alec Patel, a physician at Stanford Children's Health, says they are looking at breakthrough cases for people who have been vaccinated.
A lot of these breakthrough cases in vaccine individuals are happening in people who have an immunocompromised condition. So whether it be from chemotherapy, HIV, an organ transplant, or autoimmune disease. And when I say breakthrough cases, I'm talking about hospitalized cases.
There is a new push among immunocompromised individuals pleading for more protection from variants. Some of the biggest school districts in the country are making masks mandatory for the upcoming school year.
On Thursday, Atlanta, Chicago, and Boston all announcing students and staff will be required to wear face coverings regardless of their vaccination status. It comes as the Delta variant fuels a surge in cases across the country, with one model predicting the current spike won't peak until October.
That is ABC's Alex Prochet reporting. Coming up on KSL, a return of the common cold and a look at your noontime drive.
Emergency traffic continues on southbound I-15 due to a rollover crash at Center Street in Orem. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:35.
Your daytime companions.
Retail workers quitting those jobs at record rates.
Fast food industries raising their pay.
How organizations deal with change usually determines their destiny.
KSL has news all morning and the analysis and depth you love during the day. Just tell Alexa, play KSL News Radio.
With the warmer weather finally here, are you noticing you put on some pandemic pounds? You can still be slimmer for this summer since it only takes 40 days to lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds with NJ Diet. There's scientific approach will ensure that you lose that fat quickly and safely. NJ Diet first uses your blood work, hair, and saliva samples, along with their bioenergetic scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements that balances your hormones where the side effect is weight loss. Then, NJ Diet utilizes DNA testing to determine your ideal diet, workout regimen, and specific needs for essential vitamins so you can keep it off. NJ Diet is all natural. No shots, no hormones, and no surgery. Full supervision is provided every step of the way, and you even get the doctor's personal email and phone number. Located close by in Salt Lake City at the Sugar House Center or from home with live online video consultations. Call them now. 855-5-NJ-DIET. 855-5-NJ-DIET. Or go to NJDiet.com to lose the weight for good. That's NJDiet.com.
Hi, this is Derek Overstreet, president of the New Millennium Group and co-host of Stop Working, Start Living with KSL News Radio. Can you imagine what your life would be like if you could retire 3 to 5 years earlier than you thought possible? The things you could do, the loved ones you could spend time with, the memories that you could create. That's what our team at the New Millennium Group does. We'll walk you through the entire process every step of the way. If you'd like to get a copy of the 5-step proprietary plan that will help you retire 3 to 5 years sooner than you thought possible, give us a shout right now. 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370 or utahsfinancialplanner.com. Listen, most of our listeners right now have a tax problem, not a money problem. There's not enough money in Social Security, Medicare as it is. Let us show you how you can significantly reduce your taxes. That's 888-999-6370, 888-999-6370, or utahsfinancialplanner.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top local story. One suspect is now in custody in West Jordan after a police standoff. Officials responded to shots fired this morning. Haven't found anyone with any injuries. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is on the scene, and we will continue to keep you up to date on this developing story. Houston police say an armed suspect stole an ambulance early this morning while a patient and a firefighter were inside. The department says in a series of tweets that the suspect forced the driver out of the ambulance at gunpoint. Police used a GPS tracker to follow the ambulance. The armed suspect eventually pulled over and was taken into custody without incident. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland is in Chicago again today meeting with law enforcement officials. They are discussing the rollout of new strike force teams focusing on illegal weapons trafficking.
We in the federal government have to do everything we can in cooperation with our state and local partners to bring that violence down. That's what we're all about. That's what we're going to be working on today.
Garland grew up in a suburb of Chicago. If you are feeling a sniffle, experts say don't immediately think COVID. Here's ABC's Brian Clark.
You're starting to get back out and about after being cooped up by coronavirus lockdowns, and suddenly you feel sick. It's not necessarily COVID-19. The CDC says there's an uptick in reports of respiratory illnesses this summer. ABC News chief medical correspondent Dr. Jennifer Ashton says the easing of restrictions is one reason.
We've been in a lockdown period, wearing masks, separated for a long time. So as we unmask, as we get closer together, that obviously increases exposure to these other pathogens.
And she says if you do feel sick, don't get too worried right away.
In medicine, there's a great saying, common things occur commonly. So if you get these symptoms, just rest. Stay well hydrated. These are the basics, as you would for a common cold. Over-the-counter relievers like acetaminophen, ibuprofen for fever, sore throat, body aches. But again, if your symptoms are getting worse, not better, trust your gut. Try to be evaluated by a healthcare professional.
For what it's worth, Brian Clark, ABC News.
Traffic and Weather Together is sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. We've had a couple of emergency traffic situations this noon hour. Let's get up to date. Here's Ricky Meese.
And we're going to start with I-215 South Belt in the Midvale-Murray area. They have had to temporarily hold back all traffic in order to clear the debris off the road. The debris, and they've brought in a street sweeper. It's either some kind of dust or gravel. They're going to have to keep all traffic back until they can get this up off the roadway. So again, all traffic stopped. This is going to be westbound I-215 South Belt at about State Street, and you do have delays to about 13th East. If you do not have to travel the West Belt, don't. Take an alternate route, rejoin it after State at the I-15 junction if you're headed westbound, and you'll be fine. Our other hot spot is Utah County. A rollover crash on southbound I-15 Center Street in Orem. Only two left lanes of traffic are open. You have stop-and-go delays now passing Pleasant Grove Boulevard. An alternate like jumping off the freeway and using State Street might be a better option. Don't leave your hips, elbows, and ankles. Don't let your hips, elbows, and ankles prevent you from enjoying golf, tennis, or pickleball. Leave joint pain behind with the Active Joint Institute. Get reliable relief without surgery. TheActiveJointInstitute.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's take a look at the forecast. Here's Kristen Van Dyke.
Temperatures above average, approaching 100 degrees today, but we'll keep it in the high 90s. More wildfire smoke moving in. That'll stick through the weekend, and our storm chances go down. Mainly a chance for storms in the mountains today. Then mostly sunny and hot and dry this weekend with highs around 100. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
It was sure nice to have that rain yesterday. Right now, partly cloudy skies and 88 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, the March of Athletes in Tokyo. More as we go in depth up next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Experience the world premiere of 1820 The Musical, live on stage beginning August 6th at the Covey Center for the Arts in Provo. This contemporary theatrical extravaganza portrays the lives of Emma and Joseph Smith, as told through the eyes of Emma.
We've got a heart.
Created by the hit writing team with Broadway and Billboard chart success. This inspiring story of faith, love, and sacrifice will have you singing and dancing your way through a range of emotions. 1820, the musical, will entertain audiences of all backgrounds and faiths. LDS Living calls 1820, the musical, a riveting saga. A must-see, thrilling account of two young, inexperienced mortals striving to follow God. Get your tickets today by calling the Covey Center for the Arts or visiting 1820musical.com. That's 1820musical.com.
NMLS 1817019.
For the month of July, LendRight Mortgage declares freedom from closing costs and high interest rates. Simply start a purchase or refinance loan in the month of July using LendRight Mortgage's Freedom Loan. and we'll cover 100% of your closing costs. With APRs as low as 1.87% for a 10-year term and 2.67% on a 30-year, LendRight Mortgage's Freedom Loan can save you tens of thousands compared to the higher rates and fees charged by other lenders. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com. Start your Freedom Loan purchase or refi by the end of July, and 100% of the closing costs are on us. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com.
We made USAA insurance for busy moms like Kate. She's a veteran made of flexibility to balance work, home, and her hobbies. From starting the workday to finishing her latest do-it-yourself project. So when another car accidentally bumped into hers while she was running an errand, Kate didn't let a little fender bender put a dent in her schedule. With just a few taps on her USAA mobile app, she filed her claim and was back on track. USAA insurance is made the way members like Kate need it. Easy. And with savings that fit right into her budget, so she can get back to getting it all done. Switch and you could save with USAA auto insurance. Get a quote today at usaa.com/auto. USAA. What you're made of, we're made for. Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates.
KSL News Time, 12:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Families talk about the tradition of being together, lining the route of the Days of 47 parade in downtown Salt Lake City. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second developing news, one suspect is now in custody in West Jordan after a police standoff. Officials responded to shots fired this morning, but they haven't found anyone with any injuries. Third hour biggest traffic trouble spot, and here's Ricky Meeks.
All traffic completely stopped westbound I-215 South Belt due to a gravel spill right about State Street. No idea when they're going to let traffic go through again. They have a street sweeper trying to collect this gravel on the roadway. They tried to avoid this and use an alternate route. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Temperatures above average again today with highs around 99 degrees. Slight chance for storms in the afternoon, but mainly in the mountains. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Partly cloudy, 88 degrees downtown. Time now for KSL's top national story.
A growing effort to get Americans vaccinated, with lawmakers and states seeing the highest jump in COVID cases, talking about the effectiveness of vaccines. Florida alone accounts for roughly 20% of the nation's new COVID cases. At the White House press briefing today, Press Secretary Jen Psaki called it, quote, encouraging, saying that the data is already showing talking about getting vaccinated may be helping.
The five states with the highest case rates, Arkansas, Florida, Louisiana, Missouri, and Nevada, had a higher rate of people getting newly vaccinated compared to the national average.
The Biden administration announced it's expanding COVID relief programs for homeowners nationwide behind on their mortgages, trying to help Americans stave off foreclosure. And in Tokyo, the games are on. The opening ceremony, complete with fireworks, officially ushered in competition at the delayed 2020 Summer Olympics. Japan's tennis star Naomi Osaka lit the Olympic cauldron. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. And you just heard on ABC News, the opening ceremony of the Olympic Games in Tokyo wrapped up this morning. Athletes marching in front of a mostly empty stadium. ABC's Amy Robach has more.
A markedly different show from all previous opening ceremonies. Moving forward in the midst of a pandemic. Instead of a stadium packed with family and fans, spectators have been banned from the 68,000-seat arena. The only crowd allowed inside? About 950 people, including government officials, VIPs, and foreign dignitaries. And it's not just fans and family who will be watching from home, with athletes required to arrive in Tokyo no more than 5 days before the start of their event, some of them watching from their own living rooms as well. Including three-time world champion track star Quanera Hayes.
It's really bittersweet. I'm just going to put on my USA gear and, you know, just pretend that I'm there and still, you know, get the experience at home.
Hayes making the trek to Tokyo tomorrow, her very first Olympics.
How are you preparing yourself mentally and physically for what you're about to walk into?
I do keep myself in a go-getter mentality, and I'm just like, you know, I'm going to fight
to the end.
The global pandemic remaining a looming cloud over the games. Now at least 110 accredited individuals testing positive. I spoke with the executive director at the International Olympic Committee just hours ago amid ongoing opposition from Japanese citizens.
How would you describe how things are going right now?
I'm incredibly confident and I would say happy to be where we're at this point in time.
Are you happy with the numbers where they are? Are you concerned that they're going to go higher?
It's not so much about the number of cases, but it's how we manage the cases.
Is there a scenario in which these games could be canceled?
There's no scenario in which they can be canceled.
If you missed the opening ceremony this morning, you can catch a replay tonight at 5:30 on KSL Channel 5. And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you a look at the drive, traffic, and weather. Sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Ricky Meese, I'm assuming we're still at emergency traffic.
Oh, yeah. And I think we're going to be that way for a while.
Oh, my.
But a little bit of a light at the end of the tunnel. They are starting to let traffic get through on I-215 South Belt, where we've had this load spill westbound on the South Belt at about State Street. They are only allowing one lane going by. That's to the left. So everybody play nice, be patient, continuing to use your patience to get around this while crews continue to mop up this mess. Again, this is westbound I-215 South Belt at State Street. One left lane open, but you do have delays back to Union Park. And then just heavy delays in Utah County. This is southbound I-15, a rollover crash blocking four right and center lanes of traffic at Center Street in Orem. In this situation, you have solid delays now passing Pleasant Grove Boulevard and on the way to American Fork. Two left lanes of traffic open there. If you do not have to travel this stretch of southbound I-15 between American Fork and Orem, don't. If you do have to travel that stretch, take an alternate route. These delays are going to last anywhere from 45 minutes up to 60 minutes to get through. Escape into the music with Utah Symphony's Deer Valley Music Festival going on now through August 7th in Park City. Tickets available at deervalleymusicfestival.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's take a look at the seven-day forecast with Kristen Van Dyke.
Hot and dry this weekend and smoky, too. Wildfire smoke pushing in today, highs in the upper 90s. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, we'll see highs at 100 degrees. And then by Tuesday, we'll start to see that moisture moving back in. That'll bring our highs back to the 90s, and storm chances will go up with a chance for afternoon and evening storms almost each day next work week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Right now, sunny and 88 degrees downtown.
Hey there, homeowners. Have you had that annoying experience of low water pressure in the shower where you hardly had enough pressure to wash the shampoo out of your hair? You know, the same shower you have to yell, "Don't flush the toilet, I'm in the shower!" Don't put up with this anymore. Get rid of those old, rusty, corroded pipes and get brand new PEX or copper pipes. Repipe Specialist does repiping unlike anyone else. It's all they do. They've been giving customers great water pressure, clean, clear water, and a pipe leak-free home for over 25 years. All in just 1 to 2 days at half the cost of a plumber with a lifetime guarantee. Everyone deserves great water pressure, and no more getting scalded in the shower or having to see and drink rusty colored water. Call us today for your free in-home estimate. We'll even take 20% off our already low price when you call us today. Repipe Specialists. Call today, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988.
UCCU makes it easy to open a home equity line of credit with no closing costs, and they're doing it faster than ever before.
And there are so many wonderful things about opening a home equity line of credit or HELOC at UCCU. The first thing is, for a limited time, UCCU is offering HELOCs with an introductory rate of less than 1%, 0.99% APR for 6 months, and just 3.5% variable thereafter.
And right now, UCCU will deliver your HELOC in record time with an electronic appraisal that can determine the current value of your home instantly and, most importantly, accurately.
This new appraisal system at UCCU delivers this home appraisal faster than ever before. It's a big advantage in this busy housing market where scheduling an appraisal can take a long time.
And by the way, if you already have a HELOC, just bring it to UCCU for a larger credit limit and, I'm going to guarantee it, a lower rate.
You can fill out an easy application right on your phone or computer, or you can stop by any UCCU branch.
Go to UCCU.com. UCCU. You're going to love where you bank.
Millions plan for retirement online. Estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
KSL News Time 12:54. There's a new effort to stop scammers who are targeting travelers desperate for passports. State Department is shutting down its online booking system on its website to ensure its limited appointments actually go to passport applicants.
Staffing issues at the State Department are leading to very long delays in obtaining or renewing your passports. Routine services taking 12 to 18 weeks, according to officials, and scammers are taking advantage of that, claiming to have some special fast access. But the State Department says it does not work with any third-party sites and that most people apply by mail.
That is ABC News transportation correspondent Gio Benitez reporting. Watching Utah's Money, sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union, love where you bank. Existing home sales rose 1.4% in June. The National Association of Realtors reports sales reached seasonally adjusted annual rate of $5.86 million. Inventory on the market also increased 3% last month. You may have to wait longer for your pizza delivery. Domino's says its wait times have gone up in certain regions. Company is getting hit hard by staffing challenges and equipment delays. That's according to CNN Business. Crocs are suing Walmart, Hobby Lobby, and other companies, accusing them of copying their iconic shoe design. Shoemaker has filed four separate lawsuits against 20 companies for violating its trademarks and other intellectual properties. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 197 points, sitting at 35,020. S&P 500 up by 42. The NASDAQ up a full percent, up 147 points. Investigators in New Orleans are looking into a possible arson at a mansion belonging to Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Records show Beyonce's management company bought the mansion in 2015 for $2.6 million. Originally, the building was a church and then a ballet school. Neighbors say few, if any, people have entered the mansion in years, although they say a gate was unlocked, allowing people to access the property. The city's fire department says the building has been vacant for some time.
That is ABC's Mona Kosar Abdi reporting.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.